What happens when a city-dwelling liberal Asian American spiritually queer professor ventures into conservative rural America? For Scott Shigoka, it meant quitting his job to spend a year living out of his car, deliberately seeking encounters with people unlike himself. Despite warnings of potential violence, what he discovered was transformative: the power of curiosity to bridge seemingly insurmountable divides. In an era where screaming matches replace conversations and 1 in 10 Americans lacks even a single close friend, Shigoka's journey reveals how curiosity might be our most powerful tool for personal and societal healing. This isn't just about asking questions, it's about creating genuine connection in a fractured world. We're living in an era of incuriosity, where deep listening has become rare and cancellation more common than conversation. This widespread incuriosity is shortening our lifespans, fueling loneliness, and dangerously intensifying political polarization. Most people confuse shallow curiosity, like wondering about dog breeds, with the deeper form that transforms relationships. Deep curiosity asks, what values matter to you, instead of, are you Democrat or Republican? It explores, what makes me come alive, rather than, how can I make money? The path to deeper curiosity follows Shigoka's dive model. Detach from assumptions, intend to create the right conditions, value yourself and others, and embrace life's challenges. These elements require daily practice to strengthen our capacity for meaningful connection. When we practice deep curiosity, we move from fear and scarcity toward security, joy, acceptance, and freedom, though cultivating this deeper form challenges us in a world that rewards certainty and quick judgment. Curiosity isn't something we lose with age. It's hardwired into our biology. Among our brain's 86 billion neurons, dopamine rewards exploratory behavior, making curiosity as satisfying as eating or sex. Our ancestors who wondered, what happens if I eat this fruit, discovered vital food sources that ensured survival. Research shows curiosity actually increases through adulthood and middle age, declining only slightly near death. People like Minoru Saito, who sailed solo around the world at 77, prove curiosity enables lifelong growth. Curiosity operates in three directions. Inward curiosity helps us understand ourselves, our emotions, values, and beliefs. Outward curiosity focuses on understanding others and the world, preventing insularity. Beyond curiosity explores what transcends us through religious understanding or connecting with ancestors and descendants. These directions constantly intersect. Asking about a friend's breakup, outward, yields insights about your own relationships, inward. Reflecting on your childhood, inward, shapes how you might parent future generations, beyond. This interconnected nature makes curiosity our most powerful tool for navigating complexity. Imagine attending a Trump rally alone, despite opposing his policies, to understand different perspectives. This is what Shigeoka did, approaching strangers with genuine questions about their lives rather than seeking to change minds. Heart-centered curiosity focuses on understanding people, not just gathering information. Research shows curious people form stronger connections with strangers through a spiral of give and take, where questions lead to deeper disclosures and more intimate exchanges. Curiosity exists on a spectrum from shallow to deep. While shallow curiosity, like asking about someone's weekend, has value, deep curiosity reaches the core of people's feelings. Think of it as a door. Incuriosity ignores it. Shallow curiosity peeks through, while deep curiosity steps inside. Deep curiosity requires presence without agenda. When curiosity becomes tied to judgment or aims to change beliefs, it becomes predatory curiosity, approaching with ulterior motives rather than genuine interest. True curiosity seeks understanding, not change. Those who most aggressively try to convince others often feel least confident in their own views. While curiosity may naturally lead to shifted perspectives, transformation should emerge as a byproduct, not the goal. Four key barriers block deep curiosity: fear, protective responses, trauma, lasting effects of distress, time, perceived scarcity, and distance, lack of diverse connections. Fear, while protective, often activates without real threat. Instead of suppressing it, acknowledge fear. Use deep breathing to calm your nervous system and find your comfortable place on the curiosity spectrum. Sometimes full engagement isn't appropriate. Trauma creates lasting emotional responses that inhibit curiosity by affecting brain function and triggering survival responses. Address trauma carefully, preferably with professional guidance. Time famine, feeling perpetually overwhelmed, restricts curiosity. Combat this through mindfulness, identifying your habit loops, cue, routine, reward, and replacing automatic behaviors with intentional ones. Physical separation poses perhaps the greatest challenge. Our communities are increasingly segregated. The average white American lives in an area that's 75% white and just 8% black. One-third of those over 55 live in age-restricted communities, while only 6% of seniors discuss important matters with non-family members under 36. Combat this by choosing integrated communities and supporting organizations that create spaces for diverse interaction. To practice deep curiosity, we must first empty our cup of what Shigioka calls the ABCs: assumptions, biases, and certainty. These mental shortcuts help us filter information but can block new perspectives. Assumptions, beliefs we accept without proof, can harm relationships when we stop questioning them. Combat assumptions by collecting evidence, or back that assumption up. Remember that people think about us less than we imagine. 78% of conversations involve people talking about themselves. Biases are automatic, ingrained collections of assumptions. Counter them with the garden salad effect, seeing people as individuals with unique preferences rather than as group representatives. Studies show this individualization reduces fear-based brain responses. Certainty blocks new perspectives and stagnates relationships. Practice being an admitter who can say, "I was wrong." Research shows intellectual humility increases our perceived friendliness without diminishing competence. What might you discover about yourself and others if you emptied your cup of assumptions, biases, and certainty? Have you ever noticed how some conversations energize while others drain you? The difference lies in intention, being deliberate in practicing deep curiosity rather than haphazard. The word intend comes from Latin intendere, meaning to stretch toward. Apt, since stretching increases flexibility while reducing injury risk. To cultivate deep curiosity, focus on both mindset and setting. Train your brain's reticular activating system, RAS, to prioritize curiosity by tracking specific behaviors, like counting questions asked. Research shows that writing down when and where you'll perform a behavior increases follow-through. 91% of participants who plan their exercise this way maintain their commitment. Our culture values answers over questions, treating knowingness as strength and questioning as weakness. Yet effective leaders share one trait: they embrace questions. Curious leaders make better decisions, drive innovation, and improve team performance. Strong questions are open-ended, starting with why or what, genuinely interested, relationship appropriate, and original rather than cliched. Like athletes using visualization to enhance performance, mentally rehearsing curiosity can be nearly as effective as physical practice. Objects can catalyze curiosity too. Bringing meaningful items that reveal your family's influence into conversations creates opportunities for deeper connection and insight.